This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Will masks become the new class and racial divide? It's no secret that opening versus stay at home from state to state and nationally has now, somewhat amazingly but unsurprisingly, as pandemic combines with polarization in the United States, become equally politicized. Having recently returned from my monthly commute from Louisiana to Mississippi to Arkansas and back, I can't help but reflect that this experience may be more divisive than simply red states versus blue states, although that is going to be hardcore as well, no doubt. There's every sign that we'll be able to see these masks as new markers of racial and class division. In Greenville, Mississippi, as I drove through this small Delta city on the way to WDSV, the non-commercial radio station we helped manage, I saw literally no one wearing a mask in this working class, agriculturally based, largely African-American town. At the station, my partner and programmer there was wearing a homemade mask, and that was the first I observed. A woman up the hall from the station had one around her neck. In Mississippi, the stay-at-home and shutdown had already been lifting. Restaurants, in some cases, had two lines for customers, one that said takeout, and the other separated by a rope, in one case I observed, indicating eat-in. Tables were spaced out from each other. I had a mask on as I looked in, and I noticed as I was leaving that the counter server had put on a mask after seeing mine. In southern Arkansas, on the other side of the Mississippi River, fewer restrictions had been lifted, but the same no masks, no masks seemed to exist. Stopping for gas from place to place, there were some changes. Plexiglass shields had been hung with string. Workers weren't wearing masks behind the shields, though. Customers weren't either. Lake Village, McGee, Dumas, Arkansas, black and white, no mask. Lake Providence, Tallulah, and Hammond, Louisiana, black and white, no mask. I saw one family waiting to get in the restroom in a gas station in Vicksburg, Mississippi, who were all wearing masks. I'm afraid they, like me, were just passing through. Even in New Orleans, peeling my eyes along St. Claude and Franklin Avenues and out in East New Orleans, people were lining up at snowball stands and walking the streets. Very, very few masks, if any, from what I could see. Across the office, recently, a group of 20 young African-American men on the corner. No masks, no distancing. Riding bikes along the Crescent City Park in New Orleans next to the Mississippi River, a haphazard spray of masks here and there. I think we can see the future weeks pretty clearly. There's a geographic, racial, and class divide emerging. It's hard to believe that mask for the masses is going to be part of the post-pandemic. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.